because all the other contestants who seemed to know more of Big Brother than me said I'd win. They kept on, you'll win. And you can see the people that, when they sort of realised, hang on, Jim's in the last six, hang on, Jim's always got the biggest vote to stay in here, maybe we better be nice to Jim. And there was a lot of that, let's be nice to Jim. Apart from Dappy, we were lovers from the beginning, really. You can say that about two non-homosexual men. It was the closest thing to a gay marriage ever. But yes, it was the most harmonious relationship I've ever had of him. I actually loved him. I did. I fell in love with him. I still do. I haven't seen him for a bit because he's been, you know, really busy. And he's up and down like a meerkat, that boy.
But you're no stranger to the Northeast, you know, doing your stuff here, are you?
I remember once, when I was a kid, I was 22, and I think it was 1975, and I was a comic, and I was second on the bill to a leak contest. That was in Sunderland.
You must be doing the social clubs at that point, mate.
I was doing the social clubs, yeah, and a leak contest was top of the bill. I haven't been to Newcastle that often. I used to like coming up to the football club because Freddie Shepherd was a friend of mine. I liked him. I don't know that much about the club because they've been in the Premiership. My team, Charlton. When Charlton used to come up and play Newcastle, Freddie Shepherd would come up and I'd sit with the Newcastle directors cheering the Charlton team. It's quite good. And they're very friendly up there, the people.
It's been a tumultuous year, you know, a year and a bit really for you. You know, is this quite cathartic for you to be able to get up in front of people and just talk about everything?
No, I don't think it was like that to an extent. Because I'm not really good at sharing my inner thoughts and my worries. But what I do, I talk about it because I think they deserve to hear. Because they supported me. The public supported me through that year. They kept me through, give me the courage to fight. Because I don't believe they believed any of the accusations. No matter what was said, they had a gut feeling about me. All my life, I've been truthful, really. I've always owned up. I've always never hid the fact that I've done. But I hadn't done any of these things, and I think it was time for me to listen to what the public was saying and to get that feel of what they were saying. It was the same with Big Brother. All the contestants wanted me out of that house, but the public kept me in with the biggest vote there'd ever been. I got arrested on the way there.
Yeah.
You know, I got arrested when I was sitting in a cell thinking I should be in the Brother house, and then a year later I was in the Big Brother house wishing I was back in the cell.
It was a kind of a different kind of sale for you, I suppose, really, wasn't it?
Yes. It was an unusual year. And I do talk about on stage whether these things are planned out. It does make you think, whoever plans out, if fate is a thing, if a path we're just walking on, someone really had a sixth sense of humour for me that year.